Australian housing supply is changing. The new report from ComSec has found around half of all new buildings in Australia are apartments, while the size of the average new home is down 2.7% over the past year. New houses are now 189.8 square metres, which has reached a 20-year low. Craig James from ComSec says this simply reflects the times.
There's been change in the demography, you know, sort of Generation Y, the millennials, you know, sort of basically preferring to live in smaller homes rather than the homes that their parents may have lived in, yes, in the past.
But the houses that are being built are larger than ever before. New Victorian homes are the largest in Australia, with an average floor area of 242.8 metres squared. This is closely followed by Western Australia, New South Wales and Queensland, while the smallest new homes are being built in Tasmania and the ACT. Mr. James says despite concern over smaller homes, Australians actually have it pretty lucky compared to others around the world.
You look at the size of the average house, freestanding house that's being built, you know, in Australia nowadays, it's still something like 30% bigger than 30 years ago. And the houses here in Australia are still amongst the biggest in the world. Actually, we're second only to the United States. So while, you know, so the home size is shrinking a little bit, in a relative sense, compared with other countries around the world, they're still quite big homes.
The biggest apartments are being built in South Australia, with an average floor space of 152.3 metres squared, ahead of Victoria and Tasmania. Colin Griffith from real estate group CBRE says there are a range of factors that are directing people away from traditional houses.
And the problem is obviously price point, as we've seen over the last 4 to 5 years with the booming market itself. And how do we keep price points under control or affordable for people while the cost of land is going up? So it's generally it's a combination or a compromise between space and price.
But Mr. Griffith says Australians need to be more realistic about what they can actually afford.
I just think the Great Australian Dream and the image of it has changed a little bit, so that people really want to own, but they need to own where they can afford. And so whether they want a house and they want the double garage and the family, they need to go further west if that's the price point that they're in. Otherwise, if they're happy to live in apartments and come closer into the city and be close to transport, then apartment living is definitely the way to go.
Apartment living does come with its challenges. Architect Paul Buljevic says people need to be strategic about how they use space in these smaller homes.
I think all the difference, to be honest with you, like I said, you could have an oversized by, say, 20 square metres, two-bedroom apartment, but if you're meandering through the space with excess corridors and inefficient planning, it can feel quite congested and quite small.